It's a dark time for the Podosphere. Marshal Latham, striking from a hidden base, has won his first victory since forming the Journey Into podcast. During the battle, he managed to steal Rish Outfield away from the Dunesteef podcast, forming an alliance between them based on their love for Star Wars. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Marshal and Rish believe they have something interesting to say about the decades-old franchise, its characters, the players behind the scenes, and the new adventures to come. Clearly, they must be suffering from delusions of grandeur.
Welcome to...
I'm out of it. For a little while, everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
The Delusions of Grandeur podcast here on Journey Into. I was going to say Rish Outcast. Rish Outfield and I are here to talk some Star Wars, but we also have a special guest on our show, Gino Moretto. Welcome, Gino.
Thanks, Marshall. It's great to be here again.
It's been a long time, right?
I think it's been a few years. Yeah, I think last time I was talking about Star Wars video games or Luke Skywalker, one of the two.
Both, I think.
Did you play the, is it called Fallen Order, the most recent Star Wars game?
Oh, no, I really want to. I'm just waiting for it to come down on special sometimes. I have not got that much disposable income, but I'm really looking forward to it. It looks good.
Yeah, and Gino, go ahead.
No, you and I were going to say the exact same thing. It is 10 p.m. for us, and it's 4 p.m. the next day for Gino. And I've talked to you a bunch of times just on instant message, and sometimes it's like 5 in the morning for me, and I have no idea what time it is for you. It's just so strange that you're a day ahead, almost a full day ahead.
Yeah, so the future is a marvelous place.
Right, it is Wednesday for us and nearly the end of Thursday for you.
Yep, that's right.
Huh. Yeah, 18 hours ahead in New Zealand compared to mountain time here in the United States.
But you guys are at the same time? Is that how that works?
We are now. When I was in Oregon, we were an hour apart. But now we're in the same time zone, so...
That's cool.
It is. It makes it easier, at least, for us to always know when the other one is talking about.
Yeah, I was telling Gino earlier that Big and you and I and Renee got together a couple weeks ago, and I think we had 3 time zones we had to try to figure out for that one. So,
oh, geez, what a nightmare.
But hey, Gino is here. He volunteered to... be the MC or the game show host for a Star Wars trivia challenge. I don't know what else to call it. Did you have any title for this game that we're going to play?
The title on my Google Docs is Star Wars Trivia. So that's about as far as I've gotten with that.
Yeah, we've talked about doing a kind of a trivia thing for quite a while. I've liked the idea of doing that. My first thought of doing a show like this was... have people come on and kind of like to win Ben Stein's money, but it's to go against Rish on Star Wars trivia. But yeah, you volunteer. You know, I have some books and I think a Star Wars Trivial Pursuit game that I was thinking of using, but you've gone to some effort to just dig through the internet and find some questions for us. And I know Rish kept saying, make them harder, make them harder. I'm like, oh man, I might get buried with this contest. But
yeah, there are some more challenging ones, but I was saying to you before, like they don't cover just the films. So I think Rish might have something of an advantage in the films, but I know you said to me, Rish, that you know, any questions on like the Clone Wars or Rebels, you may not be quite so good on. And there are some in there from those properties as well.
Cool. Do you want to set up what the rules are for the game?
Sure. So the game, there are, again, I may have gone a little overboard, but there are 7 sections. And each section has a different kind of general theme about what the questions will be. And we finish off with a round called The List, which we'll get onto later on. So we have like 10 questions in each round. And buried in there, there are a couple of bonus questions as well. So there's like most rounds have like 12 points up for grabs. So I think there's like 80 points total that you can get for a perfect game.
Now, I guess just thinking of future shows, have you exhausted your list of questions, or do you think we could save some of these for another show, or is it limitless?
No, we could always do a truncated version and have another trivia challenge some other time, but I'm sure I could think of or delve back into the rich sea of Star Wars and find more trivia for you.
Okay. Well, I just didn't want to go through everything if you wanted to save some for later. But yeah, I think we'll just kind of see how we go. We'll figure out this as we go a little bit.
Sounds good to me. All right. So you were mentioning that you would like to approach this kind of as a team, but take alternating stabs at the questions and come together if you're stumped. So does that sound about right?
Sure.
Okay. Show.
Now, but before we start, you said there was a way that the audience could participate.
Well, my thought was that they could be trying to answer the questions as well, just on their own time. I didn't have any more of a kind of like a devious plan than that, to be honest.
As you're listening, how do you stack up against both Rish and I?
Yeah, that's
did you get more than we did, or did you get them faster than we did?
Or did you get owned?
Yes, if they beat us, they can get all of the money that we make for doing this show.
a rich purse indeed. All right then, should we make a start?
Let's do it.
Okay, so
round one.
Round one. Your first round is on vehicles and weapons. And the first question then I'll direct towards Rish to begin with. Number one, what was the name of Darth Vader's Super Star Destroyer flagship?
I used to call it the Executor as a kid, but it was the Executor.
I called it exactly the same thing, and you are correct.
All too easy.
So that is 1 point locked in. Very good. Number two. So Marshall, slightly trickier one for you, perhaps. What is the standard blaster rifle used by stormtroopers of the Empire?
I have no idea.
So it is a trickier one. I may throw that open to Rish. Rish, what is the standard blaster rifle, the serial number of it, used by the stormtroopers of the Empire?
I have no idea either. It's a Blastech 1138 is my guess.
That is a spirited guess, but incorrect, I'm afraid. It is the E-11.
Curse my metal body. I wasn't fast enough. It's all my fault.
Cool.
Ah.
All right. Back to you, Rish. Number three. What type of crystal is used to focus a lightsaber blade?
I think those are kyber crystals.
You are correct.
Good.
Another points. Well done, kyber crystals. Very cool. Marshall, number four.
Yes. Okay.
In TIE Fighters, what does the TIE stand for? So the T-I-E.
I believe it is a twin ion engine.
You are correct.
Good shot, Red Tooth.
Twin ion engine is what it stands for. All right, for a bonus question, that's the first of the bonus ones. What ship manufacturers developed the TIE fighters for the Empire? This is for both of you.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. What ship manufacturers in the Star Wars universe developed and produced the TIE fighters for the Empire?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I've heard it before, but I can't think of it.
It is a tricky one. It is Sinar Fleet Systems. Sinar, I believe is how it's pronounced. I could be wrong there. S-I-E-N-A-R.
Object! I can hold it. Pull up! No, I'm all right.
All right, moving on. Number five. I think this is for Rish. Okay, so what class of starship is the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, wow. I don't know. It's a Carillion freighter of some sort, but I don't know what the class would be.
No, you're halfway there. It is a Carillion light freighter.
Marshall?
Yeah, that was going to be my guess as well.
I think that's kind of close enough. That's pretty good. It is technically a YT-1300 Carillion light freighter.
Oh, YT.
For a bonus point, your second bonus point of this round, in what gambling game did Lando Calrissian lose the Millennium Falcon to Han Solo?
Sabacc.
Very good. It was Sabacc.
I like this kid.
You're adorable.
I believe we are back to Marshall, I think.
So the bonus questions, those are like whoever gets it first. Is that the idea on that with those?
Oh, it's just another point.
Oh, okay.
Seeing as you're working together, I'm just throwing it on the pile. All right, so Marshall, number six. What is the biggest pod racing event on Tatooine?
The biggest pod racing event?
On Tatooine, in the pod racing calendar, which is the biggest?
Oh, it's on Bontu Eve. I believe.
I think you got that reversed. Switch your vowels.
Buntu Eve?
I will give that to you. It is the Buntu Eve Classic.
Ah.
Well done.
The crowds are going nuts!
Number seven. Back to Rish. In Return of the Jedi, why did Captain Nida dismiss the possibility of the Millennium... let me say that one more time. In The Return of the Jedi, why did Captain Nida dismiss the possibility of the Millennium Falcon having a cloaking device?
Is this a trick question, Gino?
No, it is not.
Because Captain Nida was dead by Return of the Jedi. No ship that small has a cloaking device.
Pretty much that's it. Yeah, it was too small.
You're a feisty little one.
I believe Nida then goes to apologize to Vader for losing the Falcon, and then Vader murders him. So, well done. Back to Marshall. Number eight. What is the name of the projectile weapon used by Chewbacca?
That would be a bowcaster.
Very good. Yep.
I like this thing.
I'm glad I'm getting some of these. I thought I was going to get skunked.
More powerful and accurate than a blaster, it fires a metal quarrel encased in plasma energy. A bowcaster is correct. Rish, number nine. What feared bounty hunter owns a ship named Hound's Tooth?
Wow, I don't know. I'm just going to guess and say that it is Dengar.
No, incorrect. Marshall, you have anything to bring to this one?
Oh, man, his name escapes me. Is it Cad Bane?
No, it's not Cad Bane. It's Bosk.
Ah.
No!
I honestly thought that'd be a bit of a gimme for you, Rish. The Corellian Engineering Corporation YV-666 Light Freighter Houndstooth, owned by Bosk. And to... Marshall, to finish off the round, number 10. In the original Death Star, how many tributary beams unite to form the primary superweapon beam?
I believe there are three beams that come together.
Three beams? No, it's not three beams. Rish, you want to go with this one?
Oh, I don't know either. Let's say six beams.
Oh, very close. It was eight.
I don't want this stunted slime in my sight again.
So eight beams there. Apparently in the second Star Destroyer, second Death Star, it's seven beams, I think. So I know the original one had one more beam. So you're around there, a very commendable 8 out of 12. Good stuff, guys.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. Round two is places. So these are all about places and, well, connected to places in the Star Wars universe. All right, so maybe go reverse all this time. So, Marshall, to begin. Number okay. one, according to Princess Leia in A New Hope, where was the Rebel base and where was it really? Does that make sense?
Yes. She said it was on Dantooine.
Correct.
And it was actually on Yavin 4.
Ding! Fantastic. Well done. That's absolutely correct, both parts.
Good shot, Jansen.
Number two. Rish, what planet contained the production of the clone army for the Republic?
Was that Kamino?
It was. We were just talking about that before. So Kamino is correct. Well done.
Very impressive.
All right. Marshall, a slightly curlier one for you. You seem to be getting these ones all the time. Revealed in 2012, where was the setting for the now-cancelled LucasArts Star Wars video game 1313?
What was the first part of that question?
So revealed in 2012... Where was the setting for the cancelled LucasArts Star Wars video game 1313? So where was this game going to be set?
I think it was going to be on Coruscant, wasn't it?
Absolutely right. Slam dunk. Coruscant is correct.
What a strong minute.
Hey, let me interrupt. What happened to that video game? Why was it cancelled?
Disney acquired LucasArts and then didn't want to do it. Because I think it clashed... The principal character in 1313, I think, was going to be Boba Fett. You were going to start off playing some other bounty hunter, then Fett was going to kill you, and then you were going to control Boba Fett from that point on. And I think it may have interfered with where Disney wanted to go with the canon or something like that, but yeah, they canned it, and it's lost. I don't think they'll ever do it, which is a shame, because it looked cool. Very good. Okay, so I think we're back to Rish now. Rish, number four. Duchess Satine Kryze was an important political figure on what world during the Clone Wars?
One more time.
Duchess Satine Kryze was an important political figure on what world during the Clone Wars?
I don't know. Let's say Mandalore.
Yep. Very good. Great guess. It was Mandalore.
Mandalore would never turn against the Republic. The Duchess Satine values peace more than her own life.
Bonus question, throw it to both of you. Okay, so your first bonus question of this round. Name Satine's sister, who goes on to take up the Darksaber and unite several Mandalorian clans against the Empire in Star Wars Rebels. She's also seen in the Clone Wars as well, but she has a slightly more important role in the Star Wars Rebels.
I believe that's Bo-Katan.
Whoa, very nice.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
I thought that was a really hard question, so well done.
Well, she also appeared in the latest episode of Clone Wars Season 7.
Oh, did she? I had not seen that.
Do you not have Disney Plus?
I don't have immediate access to it, no.
But Disney Plus does exist in New Zealand.
Oh, yes. It absolutely does. Okay, number five. I think we're back to... We are back to Marshall on this one. Sorry, that's right. So, five. Marshall, on what world were the plans of the Death Star kept?
Scarif.
Well done. It was Scarif.
I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. I'm one with the Force. The Force is...
Again, second bonus question of this round. The bonus question. Before the Disney acquisition of Star Wars... Who was responsible for stealing the Death Star plans for the Rebellion?
Was that Kyle Katarn?
It was Kyle Katarn. Very good.
You have done well.
That was in the 1995 video game Dark Forces. Very good indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're back to Rish officially for this one. Rish, number six. What is the name of the Sith homeworld? There are two answers I'll accept for this.
Wow, there's a Sith homeworld.
There is.
I'm going to say Had Abaddon, because that's where the Emperor was going to live in Revenge of the Jedi before they eliminated that subplot.
That's a fantastic guess, but it is incorrect, I'm afraid.
All right.
Marshall, want to alley-oop on this one?
I'm not sure it's right, but it's the only guess I got is Malachor.
Oh, that's another great guess. Really important, the Sith Jedi Wars, Malachor, but incorrect.
You and your friends are doomed. We will wipe your filth from the galaxy.
It is Korriban, although I would have accepted Moribund as well, which I think is what the Republic called it, but it's Korriban. I would not... I was expecting maybe one of you to say Exegol, which is a bit of a trick question, because that is not the Sith homeworld. All right, moving on. Number seven, which I think is back to you, Marshall. Number seven. Nicknamed the Smuggler's Moon, what is the name of the largest moon orbiting the Hutt planet of Nul Hutar, a notorious den of scum and villainy?
I do not know the answer to that. Can I phone a friend?
You can. if that friend is Rish.
Oh.
Marshall, I don't know if I can help you. I want to say Nal Shada.
I am going to give that to you. It's Nar Shada. So that
Nar.
Is...
Nar. Oh,
it's okay. Nal. But...
That, was that from the A.C. Crispin book about 20 years ago?
It may have been originally. It's featured in a few places. Most notably for me was the sequel to Dark Forces. The I forget the actual name. I think you start off on Nar Shada. But yeah, it's the Smuggler's Moon. Very good.
Most impressive.
Number eight, back to you, Rish. Number eight, what planet do the Rebel Alliance use as a staging area before launching their assault on the second Death Star in Return of the Jedi?
What of the reports of the Rebels' fleet massing near Sullust? Was it Sullust?
It is Sullust. Well done. Very good.
You should know, I'm a big deal in the Resistance.
Number nine, Marshall. Cloud City is a gas mining colony operating above the planet Bespin. What gas is mined in Cloud City?
That would be Tabana gas.
Very good. I thought that was a tricky one.
Hello, what have we here?
And to close off the round, Rish, number 10. Featuring in The Clone Wars and Rebels, what is the Twi'lek homeworld?
I don't know. Marshall?
Marshall might be in a...
Well, I should know this. It was also in that Lords of the Sith book as well. I'm going to get mad when I hear it. But I don't know.
It's a trigger one. That was Ryloth.
Ryloth.
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah, shoot.
Surely you can do better.
Very good, guys. Although, so we come to the end of the second round, Section B, and you scored a very commendable 10 out of a possible 12. So, not doing very well. All right. This is a fun one. I was kind of pleased with this round. This round is called Which is Bigger? So, I'm going to give you two things from the Star Wars universe, or connected to Star Wars, and all you've got to do is tell me which of the two things is bigger. All right, so I think this round we start off with Marshall, I think. All right, so Marshall.
No, I think we're at Rish.
We're at Rish. Okay, Rish, number one. Which is bigger, the length of an X-Wing fighter or the length of a Y-Wing fighter?
Y-Wing.
You are correct. It's 23.4 meters. It's slightly longer than a X-Wing at 17.5 meters. I know you guys don't deal in meters, but we do here, so yeah.
I think in Star Wars they deal in meters.
Yes, as is correct. All right, number two, Marshall. Which is bigger, the number of dollars spent by Disney to acquire Star Wars, or the number of lives lost when Alderaan was destroyed?
Well, I would think the number of lives lost on Alderaan.
Afraid not. No, Disney spent $4 billion to acquire Star Wars, and 2 billion lives were lost when Alderaan was destroyed.
I loved them. I created them. I'm very intimately involved in them, and obviously to
sell them. And you sold them.
I sold them to the white slavers that take these things and
okay, but
all right, back to Rish. Rish, which is bigger? The number of Rathtars that got loose on the freighter in The Force Awakens, or the number of AT-ATs brought down by the rebels in the Battle of Hoth?
I'm going to say Rathtars.
You'd be correct. 3 Rathtars get loose on the freighter, and only 2 AT-ATs are brought down by the rebels in Empire Strikes Back. Very good.
Nice job!
I'm getting pretty good at this.
Number 4, Marshall. Which is bigger? The number in Biggs Darklighter's call sign on the assault on the Death Star, or the number of Jewbacks added in the 1997 special edition of A New Hope?
Oh. The added Jewbacks, so not including the ones that were there before.
You are correct. Yep, there were 5 Jewbacks added to make a total of 7, and Biggs is red 3, I believe. So the Jewbacks is bigger. Very good.
Red 3, standing by.
Number 5, Rish. Which is bigger? Luke's age when he left Tatooine in The New Hope, or the maximum number of Womp Rats in a pack?
Luke's age.
Incorrect, unfortunately. No, the Luke was 19 when he left Tatooine, and a Womp Rat pack has a maximum of 20 rats in it, apparently. Very close. Number 6, Marshall. The number of enlisted crew on an Imperial Star Destroyer, or the amount Jabba agrees to pay Boosh for Chewbacca's bounty, which is bigger?
The dollar amount for to pay Boosh.
Yes, you are correct. Jabba agreed to pay 35,000 credits for Chewbacca, and a Star Destroyer, an Imperial Star Destroyer, has 27,850 enlisted crew aboard. So, well done.
You know.
That was a good guess.
That's a great guess. Rish, which is bigger? The odds to 1 that C-3PO gives Han for successfully navigating an asteroid field, or the number of Bacta tanks on board the Alliance hospital ship Mercy?
Which is bigger? Let's say 3PO's odds.
Oh no, I'm afraid that's incorrect. Do you know the odds that C-3PO gives?
Let's see, the odds of successfully navigating an asteroid field. Is it only 325 to 1?
It's 3,720 to 1.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. And the hospital ship Mercy has 4,250 Bacta tanks on board. So, again, a reasonably close number.
Which movie does the Mercy appear in? Is that Empire Strikes Back?
That's got to be Empire and Jedi.
Yeah.
The same ship is there in the Battle of Endor.
Ah.
I think the Mercy is where they're on board at the end of Empire Strikes Back, I think. And it's part of the assault on the Death Star. I'm reasonably sure. Where are we up to? Marshall, number 8. All right, so I may have worded this slightly clumsily, so... The number of 100 credits Obi-Wan offers Han for safe passage to Alderaan, or the number of minutes Darth Vader is seen in A New Hope? So the hundreds of credits or the minutes on
screen. Oh, in hundreds of credits.
Yeah.
17, huh? I'm going to say hundreds of credits, 1,700 credits.
Oh, yes, you knew the number as well. Yep, you are correct. It is 1,700 credits for safe passage.
Okay, you guys got yourselves a ship.
Darth Vader is only on screen for 12 minutes in A New Hope, apparently. So that was an interesting number I found out.
Wow.
It shows you the power of his presence, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. Good stuff. All right, Rish, number 9. Which is bigger? The age Padme Amidala was when she was queen, or the number of Jedi on the High Council?
Padme was 14, so I'm going to say Padme.
Correct. Yes, you're absolutely right. She was 14, and there are only 12 members of the Jedi High Council.
I move for a vote of no confidence.
My elder son was agog when I quizzed him on this. He wouldn't believe that Padme was supposed to be 14. It's like, yeah, I don't.
What? He thought she was younger?
No, he thought she was much, much older, which I think the actress must have been. Marshall, to round off the which is bigger round, number 10, which is bigger? The Legion number of the Vader's Fist Legion, or the average lifespan in years of a Wookiee?
The size of Darth Vader's First Legion.
Yes, you are correct. Do you know what the Legion number is?
I don't, but I think Wookiees, isn't it 200 years or something like that?
Apparently it's 400 years.
Oh.
Is the average lifespan. Yeah, that surprised me. Rish, do you know the Legion number?
501st.
Absolutely right. 501st
Oh,
Legion.
Well, of course. Oh, gotcha. So, all right. Yeah.
Legion is bigger. Very good.
He's as clumsy as he is stupid.
And that closes out round three. Okay, so round D.
Hey, this is great, Gino, by the way. It's a lot of fun.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Hopefully I haven't made it too hard. You're knocking it out of the park. You got 7 out of 10 for that last round, so that was pretty good. Again, your score is very, very competitive. So that's great. So section D is Who Said It? All right, so a quote-based round, but maybe something a bit different. So a running feature in Star Wars films or properties is the line, I have a bad feeling about this, or something similar. So in each of the Skywalker Saga films and in Rogue One, name the character who says this iconic line of dialogue. So I think we're going to go, you may want to work together on this. I can still bounce them back and forth if you'd like. But we'll then start off with, I think, is it Marshall to start this round? We'll start with Marshall anyway.
Okay, so am I supposed to list as many as I can, or am I just supposed to say one and then it goes to Rish?
We're going to start off, we're going to go through the movies in order, and you're going to tell me who says the line. So for The Phantom Menace then, who says that Ooh. Line of, I have a bad feeling about this?
Well, it's the first line of the movie, right? It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You locking that one in?
Yes.
You are correct. It is Obi-Wan Kenobi. It is like the very first line of the film. Said it to Qui-Gon Jinn on board the Trade Federation ship.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I don't sense anything.
Very good. Rish, in the Attack of the Clones, who says, I have a bad feeling about this?
Let's say that it's Padme Amidala.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. Marshall, do you want to have a stab?
Was it C-3PO?
It was not. It was Anakin Skywalker, as the monsters approached him in the Geonosian arena.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
So we are back to Marshall in Revenge of the Sith. Who says that line? I have a bad feeling about this. Or approximate. Sometimes they're worded slightly different. I think somebody might say, I have a very bad feeling about this. But you get the idea.
Revenge of the Sith would be... let's go Padme again on that one.
Incorrect. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi again. He says it to Anakin as they are approaching the closing blast door on the invisible hand in their Jedi fighters.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
So, Rish, number 4, to you it is in Rogue One. So who says the line, I have a bad feeling about this in Rogue One?
Wow.
This is a trickier one.
Let's say that it is K2SO.
Yep, you are absolutely right. It is K2SO.
He gets cut off.
He gets partly cut off by Cassian. He says it when they're entering an elevator with Jyn and Cassian and Scarif towards the end.
I've got a bad feeling about
it.
Quiet. What?
Good stuff. All right. So we're back to Marshall. So Marshall, in A New Hope, and you've got a bonus one in this. There are two characters who more or less say the line. So for a bonus point, you can name both of them.
I think the first one is Han Solo.
Correct. That is one of them.
And then possibly C-3PO?
No, not C-3PO, I'm afraid. Rish, do you know who it is?
Rish?
I don't.
It is Luke. Luke says it as they're approaching the Death Star.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
Turn the ship around.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And Han says it in the trash compactor just before the walls start closing in on them.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So we are back to Rish, I think.
Rish.
Rish in The Empire Strikes Back. Who says I have a bad feeling about this?
I'm going to say Princess Leia does.
You are right. Do you remember when she says it?
I think when they first arrive at Bespin and 3PO says, no one here to greet us.
No, it's in the belly of the space slug.
Oh, okay.
There's an awful lot of moisture in here.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
Marshall, who says it in Return of the Jedi? And again, there's another bonus point here. There are two characters who who say pretty much the line. So you can get a bonus point by naming both of them.
Luke Skywalker.
That is not correct. He is not one of the two characters who says it.
Is it up to me? 3PO says it. R2, I have a bad feeling about this.
Yes.
That's almost at the beginning of the movie.
And they're approaching, entering Jabba's palace, or about to. Yep.
No, Jabba! R2, I have a bad feeling about this.
So who's the second character?
Is it Han?
Just as the Ewoks are preparing to roast him, he says, I've got a bad feeling about this.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
All right, so moving into the more recent trilogy. Rish, I think we're up to you. The Force Awakens.
Wow. I don't know. I'm going to say Poe Dameron.
Incorrect. Marshall, you gonna take a stab?
Let's go with Finn.
No, I'm afraid not. It was Han again.
No.
He says it when he realizes the Rathtars are loose on the freighter.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh no.
Oh no, what?
Wrong fuses.
Marshall, in The Last Jedi.
I think I know this one because it's hidden very well, but I think it was BB-8.
Absolutely correct. It was BB-8 in binary. in the evacuation of Dakar or whatever that there was they were evacuating from before the First Order turned up. It was BB-8.
Wait, but I don't understand. Is it subtitled? How do you know?
It just is.
It's when Poe says, happy beeps.
Yeah. And Leia says, I agree with the droid, or something like that. That's what BB-8 is supposed to be saying.
Happy beeps here, buddy. Come on.
We pulled crazier stunts than this.
Just for the record, Commander Dameron, I'm with the droid on this one.
Thank you for your support, General.
That's a particularly curly one. And Rish, to finish off the round, number 10, in The Rise of Skywalker, who says, I have a bad feeling about this?
I'm going to say Poe Dameron again.
Nope. Marshall?
Finn.
No, it is Lando Calrissian.
Ah.
He says it when the First Order army enters Pisana. Oh, I forget exactly where Pisana is, but he says it then.
I got a bad feeling about this. Ochi's ship is out past Lurch Canyon.
go.
So, Gino, nobody says it in Solo?
I think Solo, I didn't include that, but I think there's a kind of a twist in it where I think Han says, I've got a really good feeling about this. So they kind of reverse the line.
Only one way to find out.
He had a really good feeling about this.
But just to get the 10, I thought I'd keep to the Skywalker saga and throw in Rogue One in there as well. So you guys got 7 points in the Who Said It round. Good stuff. All right. Section E is themed light and dark. All right. So, again, I keep forgetting who starts off the round. Is it Marshall this time?
This is, which round is this? 4?
I think this is 5.
Then I think it's Rish again.
Okay.
Because he started out.
Okay. Rish, first question in light and dark. Who is the only character in the Star Wars canon to have fought all 4 Sith from the films? So that's Darth Maul slash Maul, Darth Tyrannus slash Count Dooku, Darth Vader slash Anakin Skywalker, and Darth Sidious slash Sheev Palpatine. So there's one character who has fought all those characters in whatever guise. So all 4 of them.
Well, I want to say Obi-Wan Kenobi, but when did he fight Palpatine? Am I wrong?
It is not Obi-Wan Kenobi, no.
Okay.
Hmm. Boy, that was my guess, too. Let me think, though. Was it Anakin?
No.
Because he fought... Oh, I guess he didn't fight himself. That was Luke that fought himself.
Yeah. Now, that's a tricky one. It is Savage Opress.
Oh.
To be fair, he does fight Vader when he's still Anakin, but he is the only character to fought all of them. He perishes when he's fighting Palpatine in the Clone Wars. In a really badass lightsaber fight, I gotta say. It's a really cool scene.
Was that in the Lawless episode, or was that's when Emperor fought Maul?
Yeah, he fought both of them, I think, and he kills Savage, and then he electrocutes the hell out of Maul and takes him prisoner.
They
ever reveal what exactly the Emperor did to him when he captured him, so hopefully they'll do that at some stage. But
brother, I am an unworthy apprentice. I'm not like you. I never was.
Alright, so Marshall, number 2. Which Sith Lord established the Rule of 2?
Oh, I believe that was Darth Bane.
Correct, it was Darth Bane. Very good.
Good. Good.
Number 3. Rish. In Revenge of the Sith, 4 Jedi are slain across the galaxy after Order 66 is given to the clone troopers on screen. Name 2 of them.
Oh, I can do it. Ki-Adi Mundi.
Ki-Adi Mundi is one. Gunned down in Mageto. Yep.
And Aayla Secura is killed.
Aayla Secura gunned down on Felucia. Very good. Do you know the other 2?
Do I know the other 2?
One of them you should know, I think, because of his ridiculous name.
Oh, is it Plo Koon?
It is Plo Koon, yep.
Lando, you did it! You did it!
He's blasting his fighter while on a patrol flight. And the other one is, I wouldn't have got, it's Stass Alley.
Okay.
And she's blasted from behind when she's on her speeder bike on a planet called Salukami, apparently. But yeah, she's the last of them that you see killed on screen. Very good. Marshall, what are the 2 main shapes of Jedi holocrons?
Cubes and pyramids.
Cubes is correct, but Jedi holocron aren't pyramids. Rish, can you add on to the cube, the second shape for, not Sith, for Jedi holocrons?
They are octagons.
Nah, a noble guess. They're dodecahedrons.
Of course.
But funky.
The bonus question, what is the most common shape of a Sith holocron?
I think that would be the pyramid.
Yep, they are pyramids. Apparently tetrahedrons are common with Sith ones as well, but pyramidal are the most common.
Save the rebellion! Save the dream!
Marshall, number 5. Darth Maul, Drayden Voss, and Kira were practitioners of a martial art created specifically to combat Jedi. What is this martial art?
This is why you need to watch Solo more often.
or play really bad Star Wars video games.
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay, throw it out to Rich. Rich, do you remember the martial art?
It is Kung Pao, the Way of the Fist.
It is not, I'm afraid. It is Teras Kasi.
Well, I admire anyone who can crawl their way out of a sewer, especially a sewer as putrid as Corellia. The stench, am I right?
For a bonus question, in basic, what does Teras Kasi translate to? Throw that into either of you. That's a deep cut.
I don't know.
Rish, any guess?
No, go ahead, tell us.
It is Steel Hand.
And now, the perfect tool for my vengeance is in front of us. I never planned on killing you, but I will make you share my pain.
And what was the art again, one more time?
Teras Kasi.
Teras Kasi, okay.
I think it was introduced into the Star Wars thing in a really bad PlayStation 1 video game called The Masters of Teras Kasi. it's fun because there's Star Wars characters in it, but it's not a good game. Alright, back to you, Rish, number 6. Another deep cut question here. The Dark Saber is the legendary lightsaber created by the first Mandalorian Jedi. Who was this Jedi?
I can't even come up with a funny answer. I don't know.
It's a tough one. Marshall?
I do know this, but because it was in Rebels when they revealed the origin of the Darksaber. I can't think of it, though.
It's a tough one. It is Tar Vizsla.
I knew it was a Vizsla, but I couldn't think of it right.
Your powers are weak, old man.
All right. Back to you, I think, Marshall. What species was the Sith Lord Darth Plagueis?
Ooh.
Darth Plagueis the Wise. I'm not sure what species he was.
It's a tricky one. Rish, any advances on I don't know?
No, none at all. There was one of the people that met with Dooku in episode 2 that was of this species, but I've no idea.
Yeah, that's tough one. He was a Mun, apparently. M-U-U-N.
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
All right, I think we are... Damn it, I've forgotten. Who's up this round? Is it back to Rish?
I think so.
Okay, Rish. Number 8, true or false? Darth Revan from the 2003 BioWare video game Knights of the Old Republic is a canon Star Wars character. True or false?
I'm going to say yes, because a redeemed version of him is still appearing in video games now.
It is true. He was brought into the canon. He was mentioned in the Rise of Skywalker visual dictionary, which makes him a canon character, apparently. So it is true. Which is cool, because Darth Revan was a cool character.
You have your moments. Not many of them. You have
Marshall, number 9. Darth Vader's secret apprentice, Galen Marek, from the Now Legends 2010 video game The Force Unleashed, was given what code name by Vader?
Oh, I've seen this. Was it the Destroyer?
It was not, I'm afraid. Rish,
Yeah, it was... It was Starkiller.
It was Starkiller. Very good.
Whoa!
And I think we're back to Rish to close out this round. All right, so Rish, I'm going to recite to you the Sith code with a small amount blanked out. I want you to tell me what the blanked out bit is. All right, so here it is. Sith code. Peace is a lie. There is only passion. Through passion, I gain strength. Through strength, I gain power. Through power, I gain victory. Through victory, blank, the force shall free me. You want to hear that one more time?
I won't know no matter what. Do you know it, Marshall?
I'm just thinking absolute or something like that.
Through victory absolute, the force shall free me?
Yeah, that's all I can come up with.
Okay, you locking in that guess?
Yes.
Okay, that is incorrect, I'm afraid. The blanked out part was my chains are broken.
Oh, it was a several words.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a bit more of a phrase. Through victory, my chains are broken. The force shall free me.
You rebel scum.
Alrighty, so that was still a commendable 7. Well done, guys. This is the last of the conventional rounds. So this is characters. Alright, so I think maybe Marshall to start this round.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marshall, number 1 in characters. Grand Admiral Thrawn is a member of which blue-skinned alien race?
Darn it. I should know this. I want to say Breen, but I think that's a Star Trek, not a Star Wars reference. I don't know.
Okay, Rish?
I did read that Thrawn novel, and I want to say he is a Chiss.
And yes, you are absolutely correct. He is a Chiss, part of the Chiss Ascendancy.
Okay, but you are a hero.
Very good. And going over to Rish now. Number 2. Appearing in the now non-canonical Shadows of the Empire storyline, Prince Shizor is the head of which criminal syndicate?
I believe that was Black Sun.
You are absolutely right. It is Black Sun. Very good.
Excellent job, sir!
Marshall, number 3. Who is the diminutive Anzellian droid mechanic who helps C-3PO translate Sith language in The Rise of Skywalker?
Babu Freak!
Hey, hey! It is Babu Freak. I love that guy.
Hey, hey!
Rish. Number 4. Yes. What is the true name of the Mandalorian from the Disney Plus series?
Ooh.
Wow, that's a great question, because I've seen that and I don't know. Marshall, please save me.
It's 2 D's, I know. Don Denon or something like that?
Oh, you're very close. It's Din Djarin.
Ah, Din Djarin.
Din Djarin. That was a tricky one. I don't think I would have got that at all.
How about this? We take the kid. And if you try to stop us, we kill you and we strip your body for parts.
So going back to Marshall. Marshall, number 5. What official title did Lando Calrissian have on Clown City when met by Han and company at The Empire Strikes Back?
The Chancellor?
Good guess, but incorrect. Rish?
I believe he's city administrator.
Oh, you're so close. He administrator is part of this title. He is Baron Administrator.
Okay.
Apparently. Yeah, that was news to me.
It's not fair.
Going back to Rish. Rish, number 6. What is Finn's original stormtrooper designation?
Ooh, I don't know. FN 1237?
Good guess. Not correct.
Yeah, I don't know it either.
Is it 1137?
You're right on the FN and you're right on the 7. It's FN 2187.
2187, okay.
Amazing. Every word of what you just said was wrong.
Apparently, that's also the number of Leia's detention cell in A New Hope, I think.
Oh, interesting.
All right. Marshall.
Yes.
Number 7. There is only one character in the original trilogy who speaks a non-English Earth language. Who is it?
a non-English Earth language.
Yep, so a real language from Earth that isn't English. There's only one character in the original trilogy who speaks one of those.
From the original trilogy... my mind's going away. Rish is going to have to remind me of the name, but the Jabba the Hutt's translator, original translator? Bib Fortuna?
No, it's not Bib Fortuna. Good guess. I think Bib Fortuna might speak Huttese or Twi'lekese or something like that. Rish, any advances on Bib Fortuna?
Yes, luckily I know minutia like this. It's Nine Numb, and they asked the original voice guy to come back to voice the animatronic of Nine Numb at the Galaxy's Edge there at Disneyland.
You are absolutely correct. It is Nine Numb.
I told you they'd do it.
For a bonus point in this round, what language is spoken by Nine Numb? This is really nasty. I never would have known this in a million years.
Oh boy, I don't know either. Is it Ketchin?
No, good guess. Yeah, it's Kikuyu, which apparently is the language of Kenya's majority tribe. So it's a Kenyan dialect.
That's not how the Force works.
All right, we are back to Rish. Okay, Rish, number 8. The Miraluka are a near-human species strong in the Force. What is the one physical attribute that differentiates them from a normal human?
No noses.
Incorrect. Marshall?
Can you repeat the question again?
Sure, yep. The Miraluka are a near-human species strong in the Force. What is the one physical attribute that differentiates them from a normal human?
Pointed ears.
A great guess. Both, you know, they don't have eyes. So Rish was super close.
Froyo!
What is that from?
First, the Miraluka may have first turned up in, oh gosh, the second Dark Forces game. The Dark Jedi Jerrick was a Miraluka. So in various video games, but they're a really cool species. So yeah, they see with the Force. So that's kind of cool. Number 9. Are we back to Rish?
I don't think so.
Okay, Marshall, number 9. What crew member of the Ghost in Star Wars Rebels was originally designed with a robotic arm?
I just looked this up last time Rish and I were recording.
Uh-oh.
Not about the robot arm. Oh. But, what's his name? The big guy, the original Chewbacca. But I can't think of his name.
I'll jump in. Because you said it last time we recorded, you had to look it up. You're like, what's the name of that guy? And you said, oh, it was Zeb Aurelius.
That is the character that you're trying to think of, Marshall, but that is incorrect. It's not Zeb. it's Kanan Jarrus. So the Jedi.
Ah.
Original drawings of him, he has a robot arm, which is pretty badass. All right, Rish, to close out the round. Number 10. One of the bounty hunters in The Empire Strikes Back is actually wearing a leftover costume from a classic British science fiction show. Who is it?
Let's say Zuckus.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's who I would have guessed, too.
It was Bosk again.
No, it's always Bosk.
Now his failure is complete.
Okay, for a bonus point, though, can you name for me the classic British sci-fi show that the costume actually came from?
Well, there's only one classic British sci-fi show. So I'm going to say Doctor Who.
You are correct.
Hello, Z!
It is that. Although I would argue that there are more than one, but probably not ones that you're terrifically familiar with. But we got them all here. Blake 7. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, people. It's all good. All right.
Red Dwarf. Would that be one?
Oh, Red Dwarf. So good. God, I love Red Dwarf. All right. So the last round, guys. Hey, you've done magnificently. That last round was probably your lowest score. That was only 6, but still over half. So that's not bad at all. All right. So the list. This is how the list works. You can confer with this. So the list, you've got a, you're trying to get a streak going. So a number of answers, correct answers in a row, up to 10. So if you can say 10 answers, if they're all right, you can get 10 points in this. As soon as you say a wrong answer, it breaks your streak, and that's the points you get. So if, for example, the theme of this round was TIE fighter variants, if you went, right, so TIE Advance, TIE Interceptor, TIE Bomber, if for some reason you said Lambda Transport, that would break your streak because that's incorrect, and you would score 3 points. All right, so your topic for the list is Separatist Leaders. All right, so in the prequel trilogy and the Clone Wars animated TV show, the governing body of the Separatist movement was the Separatist Council, made up, technically, of 13 members, most of whom were brutally murdered by Darth Vader on Mustafar. Name 10 of them. So I encourage you to confer, and when you have a guess, you want to say that name and lock in.
Okay, so Marshall and I can talk amongst ourselves.
I would encourage you to do so.
Okay, so you should know more of these because they would feature in the Clone Wars cartoon. But the Separatist was the leader of the Separatists was Dooku, right?
Yes, I believe so.
And so, like, did he have lieutenants? Like, was Asajj Ventress part of the Separatists?
I think she was her own thing.
Oh, okay.
But I think, like, previous episode we talked about Wat Tambor, and he led the one of the guilds, I can't remember which, the Technology Guild or something like that. I don't know if that would be a person that would be included in that, or...
I would think so. I think he was part of that conference in the second movie. How about Poggl the Lesser? He was the leader of the Geonosians, right? Is he right. part of it?
Yeah, I would think him. And then what about the Nemoidians? What were their names? I can't remember.
Shoot.
There was one of them that really wanted...
Padme's head, yeah.
Yeah.
He did tons of stuff in the first movie.
Are we on the right track, I guess, of what we're talking about? Gino, can you give us that?
You're talking in the right kind of terms. Yeah, are there any... You want to lock in and start the streak going?
Well, definitely let's put forth Count Dooku.
Right, so you lock in with Count Dooku?
Yes.
Okay, so Count Dooku, the head of the Separatist State, is part of the Council, so that is one you've got, definitely.
And I'm sure Marshall is right with Wat Tambor.
You're locking in Wat Tambor?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so the Skakoan foreman of the Techno Union, yep, he was a member of the Council, well done.
See, I remember the, we should never have entered this bargain. I think his name was like Rune Hakko or something like that, but what was the name of the head Nemoidian? He was Viceroy.
Yeah. It's hard not to Google.
I commend you for your honorable playing of not Googling. That's sick.
And then, so it would probably be all those guys, right, that were sitting around in that meeting, but I don't remember their names. Poggl the Lesser was part of it, but I don't know if he was a member of the council. He probably was.
So do you want to lock in Archduke Poggl the Lesser?
I'm good with that. How about you, Rish?
Sure. I'm just sure that I will be able to remember the name of the Nemoidian, but it's not coming to me, and he doesn't have all night.
So
the Geonosian warlord, Archduke Poggl the Lesser, is part of the council, so that's three that you've got.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember the other guys in that.
All right, so time to start making some guesses then. If you're run out of sure locks, you can start taking some guesses.
Newt Gunray.
You locking in with Newt Gunray?
That sounds good to me.
Was that not the name of the Viceroy, Marshall?
I think so, yeah.
So yes, let's lock that in.
Viceroy of the Trade Federation and Chair of the Council, Newt Gunray is part of the Council. So you got four so far, well done.
And then, I don't know if we want to use Asajj. She wasn't in the movie. She was just in Clone Wars.
So I don't know if she would be part of that council. I wouldn't think so. Boy, yeah, can't think of any of the other people that were in there.
Well, just name her then, because I'm not going to come up with any other names.
All right, Asajj Ventress.
Okay, you locking with Asajj Ventress?
Yes.
I'm afraid that is incorrect. She was not a member of the council. So that is a 4 for the list. All right, so I will, if you're interested, I can tell you the other members. Okay, hold on, I'm just going to lock your points in. All right, so the secret leader of the council was Darth Sidious.
Sure.
That's a good point. Yes, I should have said it.
The supreme commander of the droid army, General Grievous, was part of the council. Rish mentioned this guy, Rune Hakko, the settlement officer for the Trade Federation. He was part of the council. As well as another Nemonian, Root Gunnay, was the advisor to the Viceroy and also on the council. You got Archduke Poggle the Lesser, Wat Tambor, also correct. There was a guy called San Hill, who was a Mun. He was chairman of the Intergalactic Banking Clan. And
right, he is the one that Darth Plagueis the Wise looked like.
Yep, that's the dude. And then we get into like the really kind of like obscure ones. There's a guy called Pacell Argente, who was...
Oh, he was... Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he kind of had a yellow shawl kind of a thing going on. So he was a Kuravar magistrate of the Corporate Alliance. Then there was Shu Mei, who was a Gossam Presidente of the Commerce Guild. Then there was Po Nudu, who was a Aquilish senator, who left the Senate to join the council. And then there was a Quarren senator called Tix, who also defected to the Separatists. So they were the 13 members. So I think you did very well. I would have struggled to get any more than 4 or 5 myself.
I'm almost glad I didn't know each and every one of those characters.
Oh, gosh. All right, so you guys got a grand total of 49.
Wow. That's not too bad.
So not bad at all. There were some really nasty questions in there, I thought, and I think I would have struggled to get a lot of those as well. So I think you did a very commendable job. Good stuff.
Yeah, that was great. Man, he came up with some good questions. And
well, hopefully that was entertaining for the people listening. I had urged Gino to make it hard, not because I consider myself an expert of Star Wars, but because the questions that you usually see are so rudimentary and so, you know, just so easy. What was the name of the frozen world the rebels had their base on in Empire Strikes Back? And so, yes, he went above and beyond. I learned a great deal from this.
I to be honest, I kind of thought those boss questions were a gimme for you. I thought you would have got those easy, but it shows you how much I know.
Well, Bosk never does anything in anything I've seen, you know. I know that he shows up on Clone Wars, but I've never seen any of those episodes. And the Hound's Tooth sounds familiar, but it's got to be from like video games, right? Or
no, I think it's from the
Tales of the Bounty Hunters.
I think Bosk turns up in both the Clone Wars and Rebels. I think that his ship may have been mentioned in at least Rebels. I'm not entirely sure, but it could be more ephemeral than I'm realizing. Thanks for letting me run that quiz through you guys. I had a lot of fun putting this together in these plague days. I hope you didn't think it was too hard. And I hope the audience has some fun trying to answer them as well.
No, yeah, I thought it was great. I thought the different categories, you know, the what's bigger and the just the, it wasn't just, you know, straight questions. It was had some fun with those. So I appreciate the effort that you put into it. You gave us a great entertaining show, and hopefully you'd be willing to do this again sometime.
Oh, I totally would.
Well, and let us know if you ever get to play Jedi Fallen Order. I've got a couple of the action figures, the Seventh Sister and
cool.
Cal Kestis with his droid. Did you get that droid, Marshall?
I haven't got it yet. I'm kind of looking to see if somebody has it loose because I don't really care if I have Cal on there.
Well, if you can find it now, you know, it's your last chance. Just sell Cal and keep the droid, because, yeah, they're gone from stores now, so.
Oh, really?
No, but I fully intend to play that game at some stage, so as soon as I do, I will definitely tell you about it.
Cool.
Well, I think that's another great episode in the books. Appreciate everybody for joining in. If tell us your scores that you got while playing along. How many did you get right? How far did you get in your list of separatist council members? Let us know. You can email at journeyintopodcast@gmail.com. You can post it on our Facebook page for Journey Into, or on Twitter. If you liked this show and wanted to contribute to it, I have a Patreon over at patreon.com/journeyinto. We'd love to hear more from you. If you would like to leave a voicemail message, just call into a voicemail line. You can call into 77JINTO107. We'd love to hear more from our listeners and be able to cater this show more towards the questions you have and the direction you'd like us to go in. Rish, I don't know if you have any parting words you'd like to say.
No, this was very fun, and thank you, Gino.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, and I had a blast coming up with this, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right. Well, until next time, may the Force be with you, always.
Never tell me the odds. Come on, Gino. Say something.
Live long and prosper.
Oh, no!
No, it's the wrong one!
All right. Good night, everyone.
Boss Ness, your honor.
Who's this?
I am Queen Amidala. You have been speaking to my decoy, my protection. I am sorry for the deception, but it was necessary to protect myself. Although we do not always agree, your honor, our two great societies have always lived in peace.
Ah.
I have come to ask the Gungan people for the protection of the Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. This will ensure that the podcast will not be sold, altered, or shared without reference to the source of the audio. If we do not act quickly, all will be lost forever. I ask you to help us. No, I beg you to help us. We are your humble servants. Our fate is in your hands.
Yusa no thinking Yusa greater than the Gungans? Me's a like a this. Maybe we sa being friends.
What was the one that Dave Thompson came up with? Something like go. It was the Death Sticks quote or something like that. That was pretty obscure, I remember.
Need to go and reevaluate my life.
Your life.
Yeah.
I can't do it. That's how the evil. My breath on that one.
Sucks.
It's getting worse.